What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Tanksley, a.k.a. Angel Lakita Moore, a.k.a. that chick. A-N-G-E-L, A, I be going hell, A, I be going ham. Wait a minute, I was about to say, Angel that I am. I like green eggs and ham. I got some big old yams. Yams. You didn't like that one? No? You want me to just sing it then?
I'm the other host. This is going to cause an argument. Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Hey, fam, thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. Yeah. It's a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about anything we want to talk about, and we do it as a married couple. And we are joined every single week by our wonderful media family. Yeah, the media family is our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. Be a part of that media family. You can see all the before stuff, all the after stuff, during. You see this filmed live. You used to see like 19 podcasts filmed live every week. Mm-hmm. But we do extra stuff with our Patreon all the time that the public don't usually see. And we are joined by two wonderful sponsors.
We are joined by Factor and Land's Ending. Land's End. I'll tell you more about them later on in the podcast. And let me tell y'all, look, somebody, Applejacks, was like, yup, used to. Listen, y'all, for our Patreon that's watching, now that school's about to start for our children, we can get back on a schedule that makes sense.
Our schedules are actually a lot more free, a lot easier to produce content and do everything when we don't have kids at home all day. When they at school, we can get it cracking, get things content popped out. We can get things up for Patreon, do things with Patreon. And that's the plan.
So last week we were supposed to be doing fixing shit with our Patreon. Uh-huh. We were at the mall, not the mall, the outlets,
where they play shopping.
Music. Yeah. Loudly.
We were going to do
in every store.
Yeah, we were going to do fixing shit live with Patreon while shopping with the kids. And y'all know, y'all call me old, y'all call me grumpy because I walk in stores and I don't want to hear music blaring loud, but that's what happened. That's why we couldn't go live with y'all. Because every single store had the volume. It only go up to 10. They had it turned up to 12.
So regardless, please, if you aren't following us on our different social media platforms, please do so. Marcus is Marcus Ain't on the Gram on Instagram, Marcus Ain't on the Book on Facebook, and Tank Don't Talk on TikTok. I am at Angel the Actress on Snapchat, That Chick Angel TV on TikTok, That Chick Angel TV on YouTube, and That Chick Angel on both Instagram and Facebook, and Marcus has Tanksley TV on YouTube. So there's a lot of places where you can catch content of us, and we'll be cranking out more and more here as the school year starts up.
Yeah, Nisha said, I need Tank on Daddy Issues, y'all. They have been trying to get me on Daddy Issues, and I've been trying to get on Daddy Issues for years now. Now that I don't have a podcast filming on Tuesdays, every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually going to happen. Now that especially me and Tony talked once he stepped away from Daddy Issues, he was like, man, we've been trying to get you on there. And this was before he was coming up on his last like two or three episodes. And my plan was to get on there before he ended, but then the summer happened and that wouldn't happen. So, yeah, y'all definitely going to get me on Daddy Issues.
And, yes, the vlogs are coming back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Vlogs is definitely coming back. And new stuff that we doing and all of that jazz.
All of that jazz. So let me tell you what I'm about to tell my husband that he was just like, don't tell me now. Just tell me now. So we left out the house today. I left out with the older three. He had the younger one. And you called me, or did I call you?
You called me. I called you back. You called me initially.
I called to make sure because we got the puppy back. She stayed the weekend with our assistant Kennedy, and I was making sure we brought the bag, but Kennedy had the dog bag. Regardless, I say, hey, can you get the dog bag for me, please? The black one, the black carrier. He's like, all right, order me Starbucks.
No, that ain't how it went.
Sir, that's exactly how you said. That's why I was like.
No. It was a lot more.
It wasn't so much how much conversation had happened. It was how you said.
By the time I got to order me Starbucks, yes, I was there, but don't act like it just came out.
Okay, that. Sorry for telling the story.
And that's
the way
what
that,
I'm saying.
No, because the point of it is not that you jumped out early in the conversation. It's how you said.
By the time I get it, when you miss in context, it just sounds like I blurted out of nowhere. Order me Starbucks. That ain't what happened.
You think it's better because it came later in the conversation?
Yeah, because there's a lot of context that's missed. I'm on my way out the door. She said, "Get the."
Not to say get. I said, "Could you?" I asked.
Again, she said, could you bring me get the dog, whatever that thing is called? I was like, I was already leaving out. I already got a Mars angry ass out the damn house. I'm like, all right. So I go back in. She said, it should be by the kennel. It ain't by the kennel. Let me go check the garage. Went to go check the garage. I was like, it's not in here. I said, it's not in here by the kennel. She was like, okay, then I don't know where it's at. I said, no, I'm letting you know just in case it might be somewhere else. She was like, oh, check the garage. I went and checked the garage. Said, it ain't in here either. She was like, all right. But I was like, order me some Starbucks. Because I had already redirected. I was already out the door after going and looking for this. I ain't supposed to have no responsibility when it comes to this dog, okay? And then I called her back. What'd I do? I called her back. I said, oh, yeah, by the way, Kennedy might have the dog kennel. She was like, all right, thank you. We got off the phone.
So the point I was making wasn't that, oh, it came up out of the blue. The point I was trying to make is that you did not ask me to get you Starbucks.
Because you already owed me because I went back in the house.
See, he barked in order. That is what I was like. You couldn't just it wasn't, Angel, can you order me Starbucks?
It wasn't order me Starbucks. It was like, order me Starbucks.
That's the only reason why I'm breaking it up. It was because of how you said it. I was just like, I said, why can't he just be nice about it? Then I get here. And I know he was only joking, but also he wasn't.
What? All right.
No,
but you said also he wasn't. I was fully joking.
Oh, well, I sat down the drink and this is after we didn't have many a conversation because Marcus likes to tell me, get me the usual. And I'm like, don't do that because I honestly don't know what your usual is because we've had a couple of usuals. But because of him, like, he'll notice if something is affecting his body in a negative way, that usual might no longer be something that he wants anymore. So usual at one point in time has been the refreshers.
There's only been two usuals. One usual has been off the, it hasn't been, this is almost December. That other usual hasn't been the usual all year. It's been literally since 2023.
Chai tea
latte was the other usual. Like I said.
And then eventually he started making them at home. So he was into the chai tea latte for a minute.
Okay. I haven't had a chai tea latte this year is what I'm saying.
My usual has also changed multiple times.
You know, you can't tell me your usual. Because you got a bunch of different things you get at Starbucks.
My usual used to be always refreshers. Then I started getting chai tea lattes. Then I started getting teas. So my usual always changes. So when he says, give me the usual, I'd be like, don't say that. Please tell me exactly what you want. Well, he hit me one day with the get me the usual. And I got him a chai tea latte. And he was like, Angel, you know I haven't ordered that. Now, mind you, I haven't gotten him Starbucks in a long, because there was a nice long period of time where you weren't getting any drink from Starbucks, correct?
Neither one of us was.
But you went even longer, where you would still get food, but drinks you would not order.
Yeah.
So I could not remember what his usual was because there had been a gap of where he wasn't drinking anything from Starbucks. So he was like, you know, I ain't been drinking that. I said, obviously, I did not remember that. That's why I ordered that. So this time I was like, mango dragon fruit refresher. And on occasion, not all the time, I'll be like, just add a little peach juice to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell the people. Just add a little peach juice to it. I think he'll like that. So today I was like, mango dragon fruit refresher, no lemonade, no fruit inclusions. You can tell that it doesn't have any of that in it because it's very clear. It's a clear drink if you're looking at it visually. If it's got peach juice, it's a little peach color. So as soon as I sat down, he says, you get no peach juice put in it?
Just joking around. Now, this drink, this mango dragon fruit refresher, sometimes light ice, sometimes not. Water, not lemonade. I don't know shit about Starbucks or this drink. This is Angel's drink. This is coined after her. If she didn't introduce me to this drink, I would have no idea what it was. The peach juice, she introduced me to that. So the fact that it's August, the eighth month of this year, and I haven't had one drink in almost a year, and I say, just give me the usual. This is, I don't know. I wasn't even pronouncing this right. I had no idea what this damn drink was. Somebody tell, I just know, you asked me, what's another drink at Starbucks? The chai tea, latte. Name another one. She a water? Because all I get is the mango dragon fruit refresher and them damn turkey pesto sandwiches. I don't know nothing else that Starbucks got. So me thinking, just give me the usual. You know more than I do. I ain't had one in about this year at all. Give me just the other drink.
I could have gotten you the cinnamon toast crunch like your mom.
Exactly. Or something I ain't there. Mama ordered shit that ain't even on the damn list. Give me steak and potatoes, mama. They ain't got that. But that's my only thing. Angel will, she will do something to a drink that I ain't even know what it was. I'm like, oh, what's that? That was good. Oh, I just added this. You the expert? I'm like, yeah, just give me the usual because that's why I said it.
And it's no longer the usual if I did something special to it in that moment.
When you ordered it that time, it was the usual, but you did something special and I liked it. That's what I'm saying. I have no idea what the Starbucks
but
is.
But you knew that it was special. That's how you were able to point it out, that there was something missing. So you got to sometimes tell me, do the special thing. Or just say, order me whatever you think I will enjoy.
Last time, before this, it was, yeah, get me a Starbucks because I didn't know what the hell it was.
But this was also before you got picky. And so you just enjoyed whatever I brought you.
Again, it was out of the two drinks.
Because those are only, I only have three drinks, so yeah. Tell me if you like this.
I don't want it. What is it?
Try it first.
I don't want to, I got the rest of that. I don't want to drink something extremely sweet or whatever it is and then go back to that and it just tastes, because this is already watered down. That's, give me something before I taste it.
What do you mean, give you something?
Let me know what it is.
It's an apple-based drink.
Is it sweet?
Would you, you know your wife.
Yeah, I'm good. I bet it's good, though.
Okay. Because I want to know if this is something that I should add to your arsenal.
No, don't
arsenal.
Add nothing else to my arsenal. I got this drink right here.
You see?
I don't want to try nothing else.
See?
I ain't going to have no more usuals.
Why is this that?
Just in case I slip up and accidentally say the usual.
Well, I always say, when you say usual, no, tell me what you want. That's what I say.
And that's all. And I don't give out the full thing. Refresher. That's all I got for you.
Yeah, that gets me close enough. And you were enjoying this drink, no?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I need more clues than the usual.
You didn't tell me that.
Okay. Well, you just said I don't want to add another drink. Just in case.
Don't add me nothing else. Don't. I said just in case I accidentally slip up and say the usual.
Yeah, and I will always correct
you. That way
you
ain't got to be like, well, which of the four do you want? No, right now it's two. Two.
Why
and only
is it
two.
It's so hard to just know what you want and say it. I don't know. Anyways, let's move on to our first segment. Oh, actually, let's move on to our very first sponsor of the day. So excited about doing this one because they are about to be in my refrigerator now that the school year is starting up. And that is Factor. We've talked about Factor Meals before, and we're so grateful that they are sponsoring today's episode. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up, fuel them. Excuse me, Jesus. So sorry, Factor. I'm going to start it again. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to a menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? With 35 meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from each week, you always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this month with dietitian approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Make your day delicious. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals with feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Enjoy effortless support of your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calorie, maximum protein intake, avoid meat, and simply eat well-balanced. Head to factormeals.com/argue50.
Argue50.
And use code argue50.
Argue50.
To get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code argue50.
Argue50.
At factormeals.com/argue50.
Argue50.
To get 50% off your first box plus 20% off next month while your subscription is active. Super excited to be using Factor Meals. Anyway, anywho, let's go to our first segment, which is Tanksley Pride. Tell them what Tanksley Pride is, boo-boo.
Tanksley Pride is a story or update or whatever you want to call it about one of our four or all of our four, any combination thereof of our sons. We have four of them, no daughters. That's why we call it Tanksley Pride.
Is that
what? Well, ain't why we call it. But that our kids, we call our the Tanksley Pride.
They are our pride and joy. They're our little lions. You want to start or you want me to start?
You can start.
So... my baby, now I call him all my baby, but my youngest is starting kindergarten on Wednesday. And I can tell I'm going to feel some type of way about it because this is truly our last one. There was something that recently happened where somebody was asking who wants more kids. And I had no, like, pull to like raise my hand. I was really like, yeah, I'm done.
Finally.
Yeah. No, for real. Because this is 5 years old is typically where I get the itch to have another child. That's when it's like, oh my God, my baby's no longer a baby. I want another baby. It's usually a little bit before this, but like around this time is where it's like, where is my child at?
I'd have been like, well, itch away. Call you Scratchy McGee.
But to really be in the headspace of My clock, my ovaries, all that are very much so in alignment with this is my family unit. This is my legacy. It's crazy. So to know that the youngest of my legacy is now starting his academic journey, he'll graduate in, Jesus, what was that? Like 37. It's some number that's really far away.
Yeah. It's at least 12 years away.
But like the fact that I can still remember.
Dang, in fact, 12 years ain't that long, the older you get.
Yeah, 12 years is going to be, we're going to be there and we're going to be like, look at this. The fact that I can vividly remember dropping little Marcus off his kindergarten year and him falling as he was running towards the classroom and he hopped up and said, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. Kept running. Like these are the things that I truly, truly remember. And I'm like, wow, this is the last time. I remember crying with the twins taking online school at the house and we took pictures in the front yard of them, even though they were just going back inside the living room to start school. And now I'm little Amar. I really am wondering and worried about how he's going to adjust, not because he isn't smart and not because he will dislike school. It's just he just has such a different personality than all of our boys. I just don't even know what to even tell the teacher to like get him to do the things you want him to do.
Yeah.
But
he's different from my boys, but he ain't different from most kids. I'm sure that he comes a dime a dozen.
I don't know. I hope so. Lord, he is so different. Him having his own desires and own agenda and really wanting to stick to it is so different than these other boys that I'm just like, how in the world are they going to like get around that? But with the boys starting school and with him starting school for the first time, it makes me a little sentimental, and I feel like, oh yeah, I'm gonna feel it on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Of like, dang, this is it.
Yeah, you didn't see him as much as I did. I don't know if you saw him as much as I did at the little thing that they had last week.
Yeah, you
and seeing other kids be just as stubborn and just as set in their ways, mm-hmm. all with that same little wristband on. Mm-hmm. And it just made it to me watching him, because they would interact with their siblings the same way he was. They would, you know, parents would say something to him or tell him to speak to somebody, they would shut down. So to me, when I saw that, I was just like, he's just in here with a bunch of little assholes. But again, he falls in line. We've seen him at the previous school he was at. He does fall in line with like his class, and for mm-hmm. the most part, I ain't gonna say all the time, but for the most part, does what he should. Becomes yeah. very active and talkative, whatever. But the way his personality is set up, I'm like, yes, let's get him on. I have no regret about him growing up.
No, you like,
so like where I did with like Marcus, and I feel it a little bit with the twins with him. Yeah, get a little older so I don't feel like busting you in your chest. Or if I do feel like busting your chest, you around Marcus's age, you can take a good blow and walk it off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you never walk it off.
Oh, you're going to walk it off.
But yeah, my little Amar Anthony Angel Tanksley, the thing, this is the other thing that makes me go, ooh, he's more communicative, meaning he can articulate his feelings. Mm-hmm. A lot clearer than any of his brothers could at this age.
Yeah.
Like Amar really be telling me stuff and it be tripping me out all the time. Cause I'm like, how are you putting this together so well? Mm-hmm. Obviously it's because he has older siblings to model after. So, I feel like with that, he will be ahead of his classmates unless all of them are older. So for a lot of his classmates, they are the eldest.
Yeah.
We're the only.
Yeah.
So for him, he's the baby. So he's yeah. had the opportunity to already, you know, make his presence known, articulate how he feels, articulate what he wants. So part of me is excited to have him be that guy in this class. But, mm-hmm. oh, dear God, pray for our soul. I don't know how he's going to do with the uniform, because he always has an opinion on what he's wearing. And yeah, like he has on winter clothes right now.
It's because we gave him a choice on what, you know, what he's wearing.
He was
good before Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Like he was set in his ways, but we would give a command and he would do it. He was a lot faster than what he was. He was mm-hmm. on his, you know, we was on it. And then our family, mainly my mama, mm-hmm. burned that shit to the ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now we slowly getting back to, okay. Like yesterday I was like, Amar, I told him to go, oh, clean up his mess. He said, Amar, clean up your mess over here at the counter. He acted like he didn't hear me. Started walking toward him real slow. I said, Amar, because he was on that tablet. He closed that tablet, put it to the side. I'm like, boy, I will frisbee this tablet mm-hmm. across the street, get my truck, and park on it and leave it overnight. I will maliciously just destroy this thing.
So for instance, I picked out clothes for him today. I picked mm-hmm. out his underwear, his socks, his pants, his shorts, and his shirt. I said, do you want to get dressed in your room or in my room? He was like, your room. Then he said, no, my room. He did that because he knew he was about to go in there and change up his whole outfit. Because
he didn't want to get cold. Past couple of times he rode with me, he was cold.
Well, then turn up the, oh, there's a button broke in my car.
That's a whole nother episode. This whole Cadillac Lincoln, and if people be asking me which I like better, this, that, and the other.
No, this is definitely my doing.
I'm just saying, people need to stop riding the nuts of Cadillac. Like it's the ultimate luxury vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it's burning oil. Anyway, I ain't going to get into it.
We're not going to get into it. So anyways, that's my Tanksley Pride story. Wasn't really a story. It's just my sentiment on the fact that I am about to have my last kindergartner. And I can tell, even with me not being an emotional person, that I'm going to have all the feels. I mean, I'm going to be excited because I want my kids back in school. But I'm going to have all the feels once we drop him off in his cute little uniform.
Mm-hmm. I think he'll like the uniform, but even if he don't.
Yeah, he got to
deal with it. Yeah, it ain't nothing to it. So my Tanksley Pride is about my oldest. As he sits over there like he don't hear me. Hey, this is the second time.
I love these facial.
It's the second time. No, first of all, we was on our way here. Amar rode with me because again, he wasn't ready to leave when his mom was leaving out, and he said, "We was riding here." He said, "I wish I had an ultimate name." I said, "You do have an ultimate name." He said, "I do." I said, "Yes, you have a very ultimate name." He was like, okay, I guess my actual ultimate name is my real name, but I just thought I wanted a different ultimate name, but I guess I already have an ultimate name, so I don't need one. I said, you damn right.
I wonder, what does he mean by ultimate?
I don't know. A nickname? I have no idea. Anyway.
Y'all miss Lil Marcus cut his
eyes.
It's
the second time. The first time, I had to jack him up by his collar.
His eye cuts are your eye cuts. It's your fault.
This is him. Keep me on this camera. This is him. I'll say something to you.
It's
the first time
his
I said, first of all, who you looking at? Like, I had to grab him. Who you looking at? He was like, no, shut up. Who you looking at? Talk. Shut up. seeing him, it was funny yesterday. They went paintballing with him and his friends for one of his friends' birthday parties, and he came home with this look of defeat on his face. He was like, I ain't going paintballing no more.
This is the first thing he said to me when he got in the car.
Ever again.
He said, yeah, I'm never going paintballing again, ever. Little Marcus, was my butt hanging out when I came to pick you up? Okay,
you
thank
don't know.
God. Listen, if he said it wasn't.
Yeah, Angel had on his dress. The head. Why would it do that? It has a split up the back in the middle.
Well, a lot of dresses have splits up the back in the middle.
Not that damn high.
Well, it was a jersey cotton dress.
Anyway, it don't even matter.
It's shimmied up.
Angel gets up from the couch and walks toward the kitchen. And I turn around and look, and the split is in the middle, halfway up her butt crack. So the bottom middle half of her cheeks is just out, just straight through to the front of the dress. I said, Angie, that's the part of people's butt you usually don't see. Usually you see the bottom half,
yeah.
Maybe the outside because the dress is open. No, we seen the inner part of the middle, right between her legs, just our ass cheek.
And he said, Angie, like, you want to pull that dress? And I said, oh my God.
And that wasn't the only time. Every time she stood up, her ass cheeks was out.
Because when you're standing
just that
up
middle
in the,
eighth.
When the dress is pulled down, the split is nowhere near the bottom of my butt. There's like probably 7 to 8 inches between the bottom of the
Hold
split
on,
in my butt. But when I sit down, the dress scrunches up. So if you don't pull it down as soon as you stand up, your cheeks is out. Had no idea.
Picture, is it that one or the peace sign? It's either the Mercedes sign or the peace sign. That's the shape, because it had crack and then cheek line.
Terrible.
Anyway, seeing him just come into this this young man, that's what it looked like.
Uh-huh.
Peace sign, y'all.
It looks like the peace sign. The bottom part of the peace sign is what was out.
Yeah, seeing him become this little man that's trying to test my patience is interesting. And I was having a conversation. I know I've said it on here before. I was having a conversation with some gentlemen, and I was telling them, you know, even a conversation that I had with him. This is like, it's almost like I'm watching history repeat itself with me and my dad, except this time I'm my dad and he's me. Like, a lot of these conversations I'm recalling, a lot of these situations, or the way he looks at me, you know, I ain't never cut my eye like, hey, my daddy. I'm recalling all of this stuff, and it's crazy to see it. But also me knowing, having the benefit of technology and being able to research and trying to limit the mistakes that I feel like I could have corrected back then, mm-hmm. or things that I maybe feel like, oh, well, daddy, he didn't know any better about this, so let me try to do better. Also realizing that I'm gonna make mistakes. He knows that, and I've told him that. But I also see mistakes that he's gonna make. Some I'm gonna try to learn from. Some I'm the safety net. I'm gonna let you make that mistake. But watching all this just go down is crazy. Just the way life works.
Mm-hmm. History repeating itself.
Yeah.
Ain't that they say? Ain't nothing new under the sun.
Ain't a damn thing new.
And here we are experiencing it in mm-hmm. real time.
The water you drank, a dinosaur pissed out.
Well, yeah, wasn't expecting that to be the end of the sentence.
It is. Ain't no new water here. It's been here.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's do one of my favorites. Hot Tanksley Take.
Hot Tanksley Take.
And the hot Tanksley take is going to be end of summer.
End of summer.
Yeah. And for those, while he's thinking, for those of y'all who don't know, hot Tanksley take is when my husband uses his spiritual God-given gift to complain about the thing or vent about the thing or topic that I give him. He is not prepared for the topic. He is given it to him at the same time you all are hearing it if you're watching us live. Do you want me to do the ad first while you prepare, or are you ready?
I'm ready. First of all, people couldn't believe what I just said, but then think about it. And he was like, oh, he's right, though.
Anyway, nobody wants to think about it. Go ahead.
End of summer. Check this out, y'all. Especially out here in California, we've been dealing with 1,000-degree weather. End of summer come around, now all of a sudden the nights is dropping to 60. My house don't know what temperature to be. Okay, 72, 73 is now too cold. 74 is blazing hot. We can't figure it out. Mm-hmm. Two, y'all know I like to eat. End of summer brings back to school. A lot of times my kids don't be finishing their plate. So my favorite thing is to finish the food on their plate. Once they get back in school, I have to treat them like patient zeros because they now are carrying the germs of everybody they go to school with. My immune system can't handle that. That's what got me a little upset too. It can't handle that. The other day they had some stuff. I think I ordered some sandwiches and I saw one of them didn't finish. And I went to grab the sandwich and I hesitated. I was like, nope, it's back to school time. I can't touch that because that thing is full of crap that's going to make me sick. That ain't going to bother them. But then I remember, oh, they ain't started school yet. Mm-hmm. I got another week to finish off these plates. Mm-hmm. Then I can't touch them no more. But that's what it does. End of summer brings allergies, brings cold and sickness, and brings all of this crap. The temperature changes. It gets too damn cold. Out here, even in California, in the mornings, at night, it be getting too cold. These kids is going to get sluggish in the morning, and it's going to piss me off, all just because the weather and the temperature done dropped.
All just because.
It's all done happened. Short-ass days. Short-ass days. Now, the sun is going to go down at 3:30 in the afternoon. We ain't gonna see sunlight until 10:30 the next day. The days is short. It's even shorter on the West Coast.
Yeah.
These days are real short. In Kentucky, 10:30 at night in the summertime, it's still daylight outside. And the sun come up at 2 a.m. it seemed like. Never too. Out here, them days get short as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I got to adjust that. Now we looking at each other. It's like it's been dark outside for 9 hours, and I still ain't ready to go to bed.
I'm going to help you.
You going to help?
I'm going to help
you. And then getting up in the morning. Look, I love getting up early. When I need to get up early, when I switched over my job, I like the morning time. When you outside and it's that early, it's quiet. It's dark. It ain't a lot going on. But it's going to be doing that at 9:30. Don't nobody want to do that at 9:30. That's supposed to happen at 4:30 in the morning. Mother Nature, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, hot Tanksley take. I am sad about the end of summer because I've been walking Lala every morning and it's been nice. It has been so nice. Yeah. And I know eventually it's not going to be as nice and I'm going to be so sad.
I like a chilly morning. It feels like the air is cleaner when it's cold.
I can understand that.
And the mosquitoes. That's the good part. Kill off these damn mosquitoes.
I think the because when it's colder, there's usually a little bit more moisture in the air, mm-hmm. and it's probably good filtration of the mm-hmm.
the droplets absorb the
impurities in mm-hmm. the air. So yeah, I am not looking forward to when it gets so chilly and I have to go out there with her, but I know being out there is going to fully wake me up, yeah, and I'll start my day like for real, guns a-blazing.
I think that's why I used to enjoy it when I had to be at work at like 5 a.m. and I was like an hour and a half away from work. Mm-hmm. So going outside, giving the dogs and stuff water and all of that, and they, you know, waking up, stretching. I always enjoyed being outside that early because it woke me up. Mm-hmm. The chill in the air woke me up, but it was just like, it's so peaceful in the morning.
Yeah. I can't wait to get back in bed on time. So that I'm excited about.
I am too.
I'm really excited. I ain't gonna lie about it. I'm excited. Real quick, our next sponsor is Lands End. I'm so excited to tell you all more about them. We introduced them to you all last week, and I want to get a little more in depth into this American lifestyle brand that designs solution-based apparel. And I'm talking about everything, stuff for not just like clothing, but like accessories, kids' backpacks, lunch boxes, totes for women or men. blazers, everything you can think of. And it's for people who value time-tested quality and classic design. So what lands in, what they try to do is keep their design for you to be able to be ready for life's every journey. This brand makes sure you're prepared for anything and everything, whether it's a trip that is last minute or tightly packed, or products that always make sense to pack so you're ready to go. Lands' End products are designed to keep you ready for every journey. They have your vacation wardrobe solved with versatile, packable, timeless pieces that can be mixed and matched. So your outfits are always exciting and new, right? Also, their collection is the perfect one suitcase solution, because that's what I've become. I just went to Vegas, and I'm all about, can I just pack everything into a carry-on?
I'm proud of you.
Thank you, and I did, and did it well, and was cute every day. And Lands' End is that girl, if you're trying to do that, okay? It's lightweight, layerable, and the collection is out now, the collection that they have, their one suit solution, ready to come aboard your next summer getaway. Their fan favorite swimsuits are constructed to ensure you can fully unwind and feel at ease with their innovative body shaping fabrics and stylish, flattering cuts. Seize the summer in Lands' End. Head to Lands' End and use code ArgumentPod.
ArgumentPod.
To get 30% off your summer purchase. One more time, go to landsend.com and use code ArgumentPod.
ArgumentPod.
To get 30% off your summer purchase. Thank you, Lands' End, for being a sponsor of today's podcast. Okay, so we was, what?
I'll tell you after you do yours.
No. Say.
Oh, I called the dude.
Oh, tell, okay, so let's refresh them. Last week, Marcus wanted to go off on this man who was talking to him crazy when his car wasn't acting
my car,
right.
My car wasn't acting right. This is just an update for people that watched that episode. My car wasn't acting right. Ended up pulling over, called a couple of Lincoln guys. One of the guys ended up talking real crazy to me. And I appreciated him taking my phone call, trying to walk me through it, but the way he was talking, I don't talk to people like that. I know you ain't about to talk to me like that. So I let some time pass. It's been, what was it, been like a week or two? Week and a half?
No.
It was last Sunday.
Okay, so week and a half.
A week. It's been a week and a day. I called him yesterday. No. It's been a week, because it happened on Sunday. Yesterday was Sunday is when I called him.
Yeah.
So I called him yesterday. I don't know where I was out there. I was going to check out something under the car, and I was looking, and it reminded me, oh, let me call this dude. So I called him. He goes, hey, brother, what's going on? What's up? I said, man, what's going on? I said, first of all, I just went ahead and thanked him for taking my phone call. I said, I appreciate that. I said, however, then I let it fly.
Oh, my God.
I let the carnage fly.
I'm hearing this for the first time. He didn't even tell me.
You asleep. I think you was still upstairs asleep.
Okay.
I think so.
I've been awake, though.
You'd had, but I forget. But what it is, I let the carnage fly, and I was just like, man, I said that really, after I got everything out, I said that really, in case you can't tell, it really pissed me the off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, as much as I appreciate you helping me, I said, I don't let nobody talk to me like that without letting them know. Because I give people enough respect to respect them. I said, don't ever pull that bullshit with me no more. And he was immediately apologetic. He was sorry. He was like, you know, I was going through something. I probably shouldn't have ever even called you. That's why I needed to wait and call you back. I was going through something with the family. He's like, you're right. I'm so, you know, he was very apologetic. He apologized multiple times or whatever. He was like, you know, you can always call me if you need anything. All right, cool. It's over and done with. But I know some people was waiting on an update. And yeah, I did call him.
Well, I'm glad it went well.
It was going to go well regardless. He could have snapped off and said some things. I'd have said some things.
Look, Muff.
Yeah.
That's his favorite.
That would have just been the end of it.
And that's his favorite thing to do, is call somebody MF. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that was a great update.
Yeah. Don't talk too crazy, because you done text me your address before now.
Not, I know where not you, with the threat.
No, you reside now.
Not with the threat.
It would have never got that far.
So this weekend I went to Vegas, had a good time, had just we were moms gone wild. You understand? Mm-hmm. We had a blast. Which made me think about our children see us a certain way, right? And it's almost like, you know how you think, my mama's never done this, my mama's never done that, and then you find out, oh, your mama was actually that girl. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But because we, as I said last week, we sometimes see our mothers or our parents as that. We forget that at one point in time, they were a girl or they were a boy.
What is it that you think your sons wouldn't think you have never done?
That's exactly what this this podcast okay. topic is about.
Yeah, because I'm like.
No.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
Talk. Well, one, because there are certain things that especially young ones don't even realize exist in the world.
Oh, I know. But when they realize it exists, they're going to be like, my mom, when they'll be like, yeah, she probably did that shit too.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
All right.
What? So that's the topic. What do you, one, think your children think you have never done? And what do you want them to continue to think? Or when would you reveal certain things? I mean, we could ask one of the experts on it of what, how crazy do you think your parents are?
Marcus.
Come here real quick. He's so cute. See if you can squeeze your little narrow hips. You come because you're short, but still a little too tall to be in the frame. Ugh, that's all right. Here we go. All right. Oh, my widow baby. We were talking about your parents' behavior and how wild. Okay, so they think that he thinks his dad is, what's the word you loved it, cerebral.
He said I was cerebral.
He thinks I'm very lucid.
No, that ain't what he lucid. Said. He said goofy.
Lucid. Now, our question is now, how wild? Because Marcus has some wild classmates. Would you agree? That are on the that will make more wilder decisions. How do you see your parents when it comes to wild parents, wild adults, 1 to 10? Where do you think your parents land? You're gonna have to kind of bend down
as far when they were younger.
Oh no, right now. Okay,
oh, okay, we'll do, right we'll
do,
now. No,
yeah,
no.
We can do both though.
All right.
So when I say wild, like at his school, in middle school, there were kids drinking already. I'm sure he's aware that there are kids at his school that do hard drugs, prescriptive drugs, smoke weed, drink, things that was also happening when we were in high school as well. So what we also don't know, we're now at that age, he's now at that age that there's stuff that we don't know if he knows or not. Like about what people do in life. So some of this, we're in a gray space with him now that he's a teenager. Okay. 1 to 10 of a parent being wild. Like what would you consider a wild parent? Maybe that describe the actions of a wild parent.
I'm not sure.
That's why I said when we were younger, like, what's some wild stuff?
Okay, so you name some wild activities of a teenager then.
That you've heard of or that you know of or that you've seen do.
He's still going to hit us with I'm not sure. But you do know this.
Yeah, it's like casual just stealing stuff from the school, like that one. Tato challenge that happened a few years ago.
Casually stealing stuff from the school. Mm-hmm.
What else?
Are people having sexual intercourse at your school on school property?
I think I've heard of one incident that may have happened, but that was it.
Okay. Is that considered wild to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I was going to say that was at his middle school. Eastside High, that school. God dang. They need to burn that damn school to the ground, start over, and split all of them kids up.
Okay. Are their kids selling? I know. I'm going to get them to come closer to the microphone. Are their kids selling drugs at school?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Would that be wild?
Yeah.
That would be really wild if a kid was selling drugs?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, selling illegal drugs. Okay, let's see here with something else that's wild. Fighting a lot. Is that wild to you?
No, because it happens so often.
So that's a normal teenage behavior in your opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. You said stealing things from school. What about stealing things from, like, a store?
A store? I ain't sure. Probably, I guess, yeah.
You think that's wild behavior? Like, wild behavior. What else was... Name some other stuff, babe.
You done covered the bases.
I'm just trying to make sure
all you can do is steal and do drugs and have sex. That's
okay, I'm trying to give, like, a
quantum physics. You think that's wild?
No. Okay, wild. Another wild is talking to adults crazy or talking to people crazy with disrespect, like, with no regard. Is that wild to you or not?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So, if we now know what all the wild things are, yeah, somebody said cussing at parents. Or cussing at teachers. You got kids that be cussing at teachers?
No.
No, not at this school.
Yeah. Like I said, at middle school.
Okay, so, hold on, let me lift this up.
Just go on and bar it up and keep them there.
So, with all that being said, I want you to imagine with what the wildest type of kid would be, in your opinion, right? That's a 10. Where a kid that is not that person, that is like super duper straight laced, really trying not to be wild, trying to be calm, that's a 1. And I'm trying to think of who you know that is a 1. Do you have a friend that's kind of like a 1? Yeah, that's like, I'm not trying to be, I'm just a good kid trying to do good things.
Do you consider yourself a 1?
You know his ass ain't no damn 1.
I think my friend Aiden.
That's exactly who I was thinking. Okay. Aiden is definitely a 1. I would say that. Where are you at?
That's
on
what
this
I was about
deal?
To say. Where's your number?
Like 2, maybe? I'm okay. Not sure.
Now, where
2, 3 is safe. 1, I'd be worried like you're hiding something.
Where do you think your father and your mother were on that scale? At 15 years old.
I think dad maybe 4. And then mom maybe 3. I'm not fully sure.
Okay. Okay. What things do you think your dad or your mom were doing that would put them at a 3 or a 4 as teenagers? Or what would shock you if we said, yeah, I did it. Surely did. Got away with it too.
I guess drinking.
I did not drink in high school. Dad?
Junior, senior year, I may have had a drink or two. Hanging out with some older kids.
Yeah,
hold on, junior year? No, I think it was senior year, not even junior year.
I didn't start drinking until I was in graduate school.
We're gonna get there. Shut up.
Okay, I'm just telling them when I started drinking. But also, drinking wasn't happening in my house at all either, which is different than how you were coming up or how your father came up.
Yeah. Not by the end, when drinking wasn't in my house.
Your mom wasn't drinking?
Mama, maybe. She didn't even keep wine coolers in the house at the time.
Okay. What else do you think your parents participated in?
She did, but she was just wine coolers. Same thing she still drank.
I'm not really sure.
Would there be anything else that would at least shock you then? If you, mom, dad, y'all did what? Like, would you be shocked to find out if either one of your parents have ever been arrested?
I'd be a little shocked, yeah.
Okay.
Who would you be less shocked?
Who would you be leg shocked by? Like, if one of us has does have a mugshot, who do you think would have one?
Dad.
Very fair.
Neither,
I don't. Never been arrested.
Neither one of us have been arrested. Yes. So, yeah, anything else that would shock you that you would just be like, you did what?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think anything.
All right. So, what? So that was as teenagers. What would you consider to be wild for somebody to be parents and adults?
I don't even know.
Do you think it's wild for some of these parents to be throwing these parties with knowing that their kids are, and actually supplying the alcohol for the party for the kids? Do you think that's wild, or is this just parent trying to parent and making bad choices?
That's wild.
He thinks that's wild. Okay.
Okay. Here's a different way to word it. Using that same scale of 1 to 10, us being teenagers versus us being adults, we'll go with me first. Do you think I was more wild as a teenager or more wild now that I'm an adult?
Great way to phrase that, babe. Good. That was a great pound. Yeah. Yeah, do you think your dad is more or less wild?
Maybe a little bit more.
You think he's a little more wild now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. And what about your mother?
A little less.
A little less wild. Oh, so I'm more of a one now. I was a two to three or so I was a three, two or a three. Now I'm more of a two as far as in wildness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
Marcus.
Great. That means I'm winning in parenting.
Check this out.
If I seem less.
Let's be a little, less. A little honest with you. I'm definitely a lot less wild than what I was.
And I am.
I went from probably a 7'6" to now I'm a 2'3". Your mama's definitely a whole lot more wild.
She
was a goody two shoes. She was a zero.
Yeah.
Coming up. Now this heifer is setting at 10, 11.
No, I'm not.
She just came back from Vegas, Mark. I'm not telling her what she was doing out
no,
there.
No, I'm not no 10, 11.
Her nose look a little raw. Ain't no telling. Your mother does not do any type of
crazy. I couldn't
get a hold of all week.
You would lie. Your daddy was out here in these streets.
Your daddy was in the garage with his Uncle Elaine smoking cigars.
No, listen. Your mama. Smoking drugs. You know your daddy used to sell.
Marcus, you want me to show you a picture of your mama that she sent me?
I'll kill you. Your daddy used to sell drugs.
Didn't nobody sell drugs, Marcus.
Tell that boy the truth.
Shut up. Why would you put that out there like that?
Just because we're being honest with our children
anyway,
in this moment.
Your mama's wild as hell right now. You should keep an eye on her. Don't look in none of her drawers at the house.
Yes, but the fact that he considers me less wild, oh my God, I'm doing such a good job. But I'm
also lying to your children. They know I'm crazy.
No.
You hide it.
No. I was, and I still am a little bit, a goody two shoes. So for the first half of high school, I did not even cuss at all. No, none of high school did I cuss. I did not say any bad words. Now, was I cussing in middle school? Yes. But I wasn't cussing in high school. And then once I got out and got to college, I was like, actually, these cuss words feel, I think they'll feel good. I think they'll feel good to say.
That's what happens when you're too good at young. You know, you come up, the church make you seem like that you ain't supposed to be doing nothing. And then you get out in the world and you don't know how to act.
Listen, I act very good. My child thinks I'm so what? Okay, so I ask all those questions to say, how much do you want to know about our journey as teenagers? Or do you feel like just you being a teenager and living life, you're learning enough? You know, life lessons, I guess.
I think I'm learning enough right now.
He's like, I don't want to be wild like
any of
you.
See, these are conversations we can have with you and let you know. But we got two in there. I would never let know my history because they're already crazy as shit. Two out of the three in that room. You know who they are.
And do you think it's hypocritical or just a hindsight 2020 for us to try to have standards for you that maybe each of us were not able to uphold when we were younger? Like, for instance, I expect you not to drink at all while you are in high school. However, that's not something that your dad did. I mean, and he turned out perfectly fine.
Yeah.
Same thing with...
No, I would have got my ass beat.
If his parents knew.
Daddy assumed, but he could never prove anything.
We have a certain expectation around, like, you and sex, but we also understand that this is your body and that you get to make certain decisions around it. And also, we had to make our own decisions around it when we were teenagers coming up. Would you rather us kind of, I don't know, have more conversations about our expectations with you, or just allow it, or just more so just allow honest conversations? Because our expectations are always set on, we're trying to protect you from making mistakes that are very hard to undo versus us trying to control your life. So would you prefer just honest, open conversations, or like it all of this is actually honest and open conversation, or just kind of talking more about expectations and consequences?
I guess expectations and consequences.
This is my child. Let me tell you what. This is my child. Just tell me what you want, okay? And you tell me what the consequence is so I can color within the line. Some people thrive better. Like Kai will probably thrive better with just, if I could just be honest with y'all with what I'm trying to do. And y'all not, you know, let's just be honest, yeah. Versus that's good to know. Any little,
no, just know we're gonna parent how the hell we want to, but we wanted to find out what you want.
He was like, first of all, I don't want to know nothing about what y'all used to do, and I really don't want to hear about what y'all doing now. Let's just let me make my own life
compared to what I used to be.
Your daddy used to have big house parties with pull out his real snake for people to pet on and stuff. People drunk, she laid out. That's wild.
Had a pet that he pulled out. Let people see.
Snake. It was a snake.
And
that's
wasn't
wild.
High school.
I don't
grown.
Care.
I had my own place.
Then you were young and dumb.
Yeah. You old and dumb.
Did you ever sneak out of the house in high school?
Nah.
So you're lying to your son?
was I sneaking? Yeah, I mean, if I was out of high school, I wasn't sneaking out. So I definitely, I did sneak out of high school.
You snuck out in high school?
Mm-hmm.
I definitely did not. Snuck out
and took mama's truck.
I'll kill you. Now, did some people try to sneak into my house? And I was like, you all have lost your whole mind.
Sneaking dudes in the house.
No.
Doing nasty stuff, Marcus.
You want to tell you they didn't get in that house? When I saw they had pulled up, I said, what the hell? I ran downstairs. I was like, if y'all do not get out of this driveway right now. They were like, we're just trying to see what y'all doing. In the bed, asleep. And eventually my mama came down them steps and said, what is going on? I said, I don't know. And I told them they need to drive off.
Your mama's fast ass.
Did you ever sneak anybody in?
Nah, I ain't never did it. No, I haven't. That's why I was sneaking out. I wait till I could hear some good snoring, grab him keys.
Did you get caught?
Nah, I ain't tell them that till I was grown.
Are you surprised that your dad did that?
No.
So mama said, I was wondering where all them mouths was coming from on my new truck.
Wait, whose house did you go to?
You meddling.
Yeah.
Back then.
I'm saying, was it to a girl's house or were you hanging out with friends?
I was hanging out with friends every now and then. It was girls, but mainly hanging out with friends.
As you can also see, your daddy was active in these streets long before your mother, who was demure and very mindful and very considerate.
Was.
I didn't become demure. I was undemure when I finally met your father because he didn't want no demure person.
Lying.
He didn't want no demure. Lying. He was like, I don't need mindfulness. I need brain.
Yeah.
You got it. Listen, he got it. Bless his heart. Any questions for us, your parents, about being, because he's about to be a whole 15-year-old. He's about to start studying for his permit. He's about to be in the final stages of, I don't really have to be thinking about college. All that's about to be over with because he's about to start prepping for the SAT, the ACT, all the things to prepare you. I know that he hates hearing about that thing.
I mean, he's going to be good.
Don't worry. Your grades are so solid. You know, you don't have to worry about it. They will, because colleges are starting to lean back towards into it. But we want to prepare you so that you can just get through the test. But anyway,
trust me, you'll do fine on that test.
What? Did she boo-boo? Okay. Any,
where are you coming out?
Any questions? Okay. Walk around. You can just walk in front of the cameras. You see that key? The blue key? Actually, Kennedy, keep it on the wide and unlock the bathroom and then take the key from him, please. Wait a minute. Hannah asks, can little Marcus call you for a ride if he's been drinking with no punishment? No.
Hell no. What?
He better call us for a ride. But yeah, there will be consequences.
We a long ways away from, hey, I need you, come get me. And we possibly not be at the same party.
Yeah, no, there will be a consequence to it. It won't be a consequence that he can't get over.
We are not them parents. They're, like you said, Angel said it, there's parents that will throw parties for their kids or let their kids have parties at the house, and the parents provide alcohol. That is not us.
Hannah, how much older? She said when he gets older. If you're not 21 and if you are still dependent upon my money, there's going to be a consequence. The consequence is going to vary based off of his age. But like, 17, 18, very much so a consequence. 17, he hasn't even graduated high school yet. 18, you just in your freshman year of college. What is we doing? Yeah, no. And at 18, if you ain't smart enough to have money for an Uber, we really about to be having some issues. No, there will always be consequences. There will be. That is life. But it will always fit the occasion.
Yeah.
It'll never be so harsh that he's just like, y'all are wilding. Nah. I always had a consequence.
Yeah, he'll see the consequence coming. Like, yeah, I figured.
Right. Does little Marcus have any idea whether he will prefer to go to college locally or somewhere else in the country? That was from Cameo.
I have no clue. I don't know at all yet.
He has no clue. He knows what he knows the parameters that we've set, meaning, and they're not bad parameters. I honestly have a strong desire for my sons to go to HBCUs, especially because I know that it could have such an impactful effect on their learning, their identity, and their network after graduating. Those are the only schools that we will be willing to invest money into them going, a bunch of money. Unless my child decided he wanted to be a thespian for real, like his mama, then there are some bigger conservatory.
It's my daughter. I was telling him, just get it.
Yeah. There are some conservatories like NYU or Tisch School of the Arts, I should say, Juilliard, Yale, that's a different story. We're going to put some money. But outside of that, then he has to go to a school in California because it'll be less expensive for us because we have in-state tuition and we have a lot of great schools in California. So you ain't about to tell me you going to the University of Iowa. Like, you're not going to Michigan State. You're not going to the University of Chicago. You will be at UCLA, USC, or CSUN. I don't care, but you're not going out of state for some regular ass school.
Yeah, we got plenty of regulars here.
Yes, we got tons of them. That'll be cheaper. But he hasn't really gotten to do any college tours, so I think that might be helpful for him to make those decisions. Did y'all have any other questions before I let my baby off my lap? Him so short. He got little abs, y'all. He got abs. He been doing. He been working out. Okay. I don't think they have any other questions. I just wanted to make sure that y'all got to speak to him. Oh, say bye to people. Oh, they said, is he allowed to have a girlfriend? Lil Marcus never asked us for permission to have a girlfriend. He just ended up with one day. He don't have one now.
You got a girlfriend? What? You say something to me?
Leave
what?
My baby alone. Do you? And he don't want. You still don't want one currently. No. He said, "Yeah, no." You can go ahead and sit down. Listen, there were these two really pretty girls that I met at this high school thing, and I was like, "Ooh!" And they new to the school. Lil Marcus was not studying them.
Was they pretty, Marcus?
Yeah, he thought they were pretty. I asked them. I was like, I don't even know this boy's type for real. Only thing that gave me a hint of what his type might be is that he knew who Twyla was. Is that her name? Twyla? See, that he knows who Tyla is. That's what gave me some indication. I was like, my son don't really pay attention to much. Tyga.
I was like, ain't that a dude?
No, yeah, Tyga's a dude. You think Tyla is pretty? Yeah. Well, because she is. That little girl is gorgeous. I said, look her up.
T-Y-L-A?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Make me sweat.
Oh, yeah, okay. I know the song.
Make me water. The fact that he knew her name in conjunction with the song. I said, okay, my son got good taste. Huh?
I said, yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's pretty. So I said, is that your type? Do you know what your type is? Do you know what type of girl when you see them, you're like, I think I know his type personality wise. I don't know his type like visually. Do you have like, you feel like an eclectic type? Like she can look just
pretty is pretty. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter what race she is, what color she is, what her height is. You do have a what? He's like, I just know when I see it.
Girl, leave him alone.
Well, I was just asking. He's like, I know when I see it. So you know you have a type. You just don't know what it is. Okay, I get it. I know what it ain't. Let me say that. What I know is that it is not, as he called him, blonde, white blonde in Starbucks. I know that's not your type, correct? He shook his head, no. This day, why is this so loose? Okay, guys.
Yeah, no, 14 ain't no such thing as type.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I mean, I had a type at 14. Yes, I definitely had a type at 14. Okay. All right, guys. I hope you all enjoy this episode. Here we go. I hope you all enjoyed this episode of This Is Going to Cause an Argument, our end of summer episode. We're going to get these boys back in school and be able to, one, give our Patreon more fun content, and two, be able to just really get back into our dating series and our adventures in dating, which I absolutely am excited to get back into. We don't have any announcements outside of, you can check out my article on Blavity that just was released. Excuse me. There'll be an article in XO Nicole as well. And you can check out my interview on Lip Service. I don't think we have any other announcements.
No, I ain't got no announcements.
Do you have a projected premiere date of Tasting with Tank?
Most likely
three?
Tasting with Tank season 3 will start not this coming Friday, but the Friday after that. I'm projecting this coming Friday will be Let Us Tell Its Last Episode, and then Tasty with Tank will start after that.
Okay.
I'm going to give some updates on Tasty with Tank to Patreon as soon as we press stop.
Please make sure you all check out our sponsors, Factor. I'm about to place my order today. And Land's End.
Mm-hmm.
Use our URLs and promo codes, which are in the show notes of this episode, to get your discount and let them know that we sent you. So until next Wednesday. Absolutely. For our non-Patreon peeps, y'all be blessed, and we'll see you all then. Bye.
Y'all have a good one, fam.